Another close ball game for the Mercer County Golden Eagles last night, to falling to Anawan Weathersfield 20-14 down at Pratt Memorial Field. Eagles now 2-2, and I guess take us through the final minute, Coach Hofer. I know you took over, I think, at the 30 after stopping Anawan Weathersfield on fourth down and able to march the ball down the field and maybe get a chance to tie it. So tell us about that last drive last night.
Yeah, we were able to force them into a turnover on downs there at the end and give ourselves a chance. I got the ball for a little over a minute. I got two or three first downs and moved the ball on their side of the 50, and then I think we got to around their 40-ish. And then, unfortunately, trying to make a play downfield, we threw an interception in the end zone. But we had a chance there at the end, but they made one more play than us last night.
Yeah, and I know, talking with you off the air, kind of inopportune turnovers last night, and you said a couple of them kind of unforced.
Yeah, we had interceptions on our last three possessions last night in the second half, and the first two, I think we'd like to have back for sure. Had some opportunities, and that's unfortunately the way it goes sometimes, and you just try to learn from it and get better because of it.
Well, I know it's kind of interesting. You can look at it two ways. You can be the eternal optimist and say, well, we should be, we're maybe four plays or maybe even less than that from being 5-0 or 4-0. And then you could be the eternal pessimist and say, well, maybe we're 3 or 4 plays away from being 1-3. So I guess what's the difference here in the final 5 weeks, you think, for this team?
If we're not, I feel like we're going to be very driven from this stretch. We knew we had a tough stretch to open up the season, and we've learned a lot about ourselves. We've learned our strengths and weaknesses, and trying to adjust to that. But we've got to continue to learn from our mistakes and push forward and try to keep the arrow pointing up as the season goes on.
I know it was looks like a seesaw game back and forth in the first half. They score in the first quarter. You come back and score. They score in the second quarter. You come back to tie it 14-14 at halftime, and just one score in the second half, that run by Quagliano. Were there some points you think that you left out there on the field last night?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we had more first downs and more total yards, and we just seemed to have a hard time. 2 weeks in a row had a hard time finishing drives in the second half. It's little things like that you got to clean up. We moved the ball consistently. I thought the O-line played better last night, and we're just working on some of the things that you have to do to consistently punch those in when you get the chances.
Who were some of the kids that stood out? Any specific play or somebody stepping up for you last night?
Yeah, I thought we had a couple guys that were in unfamiliar positions. You saw like Tristan Essig playing corner last night, and he hadn't played any high school football up until that point, really, and he came in and played really well against a passing attack. And so I think now it's a couple weeks in a row you've seen some guys who are not necessarily familiar to the lineup last year or at the beginning of this year, and they're starting to work their way into rotation. And, hard work gets you a long ways in this game.
Well, I know Ridgewood, I see they play their homecoming game today over at Cambridge. You got them coming to town for homecoming on Friday night, but they look like they're an improved ball club here in 2018. So what about them next week for homecoming?
Yep, they're improved. They started off the year 2-0, lost a hard one last week in the rain. But they're just certainly better than they have been, and we're going to have to be able to bring our best. They haven't won a homecoming game here in a while, and that's got to be something that we're going to have to touch base on this week and use that again as fuel to drive us as we go throughout the rest of the week.
All right. Eagles celebrate homecoming next week. And by the way, have plenty of time this morning and then into the early afternoon. The Judy Richmond Volleyball Classic is taking place down at Mercer County High School. Coach, we'll talk to you next Saturday. Have a good week of practice.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Andrew Hofer. Eagles lose a close one last night to Anawan Weathersfield, 20-14 the final. More on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.